I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Security threats in the Arabian Peninsula just got more serious. Many U.S. officials were evacuated out of Yemen Tuesday. The State Department's urging Americans in Yemen to leave immediately. A message was recently intercepted between two al-Qaeda leaders indicating potential terrorist activity. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response says there's tension, but that's why it's critical for Christian groups taking relief and the hope of Christ to Yemen.
They're the ones that not only carry a package of food that's hope or a package of health care items that's hope, they also carry a message of hope to those who are in the most desperate need.
Pray for safety. Next, thousands are fleeing their homes in Burma as floodwaters rise. Partners Relief and Development reports a tropical storm at the end of July is still wreaking havoc. The storm caused major rivers to overflow. Now, rain isn't letting things dry out. More than 38,000 people are without a home, and Partners is working with another group to respond. They've delivered food to over 600 victims, and they're looking for more ways to help. Pray. And everybody knows that to grow a harvest, you need a seed, the right land, and time. That's proven true for Audio Scripture Ministries. J.P. Sundararajan says 10 years ago, his family launched an ASM Bible project in India called Word for the Family. The idea was to reach 25,000 families. Today, he says not only did they reach that goal, but also...
We were looking at about 5,000 churches that have been planted purely from the Word for the Family project all over India. And we're working with church planting organizations and Bible translating agencies, as well as other local pastors and evangelists and missionaries.
Plant some seeds. Our website has the tools. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our free e-news blast at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.